The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sukkah has been dedicated by Celia and Isaac Jamal, Hashem Alehem Yehyu Amen, for the Hatzlecha of their dear children. May they see much nachat from all of them. May they all grow up and get married in the right time and have children healthily, happily, with beracha v'atzlacha. And may they see descendants and descendants of their descendants. Ad bi'ad goel sedek. Amen. The Masechet has also been dedicated La'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Adel Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. Again by Celia and Isaac Jamal. Tisku L'mitzvot. Today's daf has been generously sponsored by Mr. Harry Ajmi in honor of the premier caterer, our dear friend Mr. Uri Nidam. We want to congratulate Uri on the birth of a baby girl. May he see much nahat from all his children. Behek yere Elohim tenaten. Amen. Daf Yudchet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'adun Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Zayin Amud Bet, and we start three lines from the bottom. And the Gemara begins. Tashema. Sechecha benesarim shel erez sheyesh bahem dalid devrei hakol pesula. So if you use schach with planks of cedar wood that have, let's say, four tefachim, so everybody holds pesula. So that was, if you remember, one of the ways of learning the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And the Mishnah that said Sechecha benesarim. So one way was learning the machloket that if it's above four, according to everybody, it's pesula, and the machloket was less than four. That was the machloket of Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So that was really according to the way of Shmuel's understanding of the machloket. So again, Tashema sechecha benesarim shel eres sheyesh bahem dalid devrei hakol pesula en bahem dalid. Okay, less than four. The way the Gemara learned above was actually between 3 and 4. Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda makshir. Okay, so then you have the machloket. Rabbi Meir is still posel, Rabbi Yehuda is makshir. Umode Rabbi Meir, Shim yesh ben neser le neser, Kimlo neser, Shemaniach pesal beneem v'keshera. But Rabbi Meir does agree that what? If you have between each neser, each plank, the shiur of the plank, filled with psal. Psal is kosher schach, psolet, gorin, v'yekev, right? The residuals of the gorin and the yekev. So therefore it's going to be kasher. He says the sukkah will be kasher. So you have a plank, and then you have a schach, and then a plank, and then schach is going across the whole schach. That's what it sounds like now. So comes the Gemara and says, Bishlamar leman damar ben be'emsa ben minatzad bidalir amot. Now, on yesterday's daf, we learned a fantastic machloket, how to learn how much schach is pasul in the middle of a sukkah. So one opinion said, schach pasul in the middle of a sukkah, for tefahim. Another opinion said, the opinion of learned in the opinion of Rav, that what? Or according to the opinion, the first opinion of Surah, according to Rava, the shi'ud in the middle of a sukkah is for amot. That's the shiur. Anything less than 4 amot, not a problem. So the Gemara says, "Bishta ma'ale ma'adar ben be'em sabim ben atzad bedalar amot." According to that opinion, no problem. Mishumach keshera. That's why Rabbi Meir says it's okay. Which means when you have a plank of 4 tefachim, and then you have kosher schach, and then a plank and all that. So long as you don't have 4 amot of basul, you know, in a row, so it's okay. So that's why Rabbi Meir says not a problem. Ela leman damar be'em sabar ba'amai keshera. But according to the opinion that says that in the middle of a sukkah, 4 tefachim is pasul, and we know according to everybody that 4 tefachim of schach, of neser, everybody in this version is osir, ben Rabbi Yehuda, ben Rabbi Meir. So how could you have in the middle, schach neser, schach neser, schach. But when you have a neser of tevarim, when you have a neser of tevarim, it's over. It's posel. What do I give you a schach kasher next to it? It's not going to be machshir. So the question is really on the statement of a moder b'mir shimiyesh ben neser and neser kamon neser shemini apsad benehem v'kasherah. How could that be? You have a plank of already four tevarim. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, V'red Rav Yoshua, Hacha besukah delo havia ela shemona, I should say amot. Amot mesum samot askinan. So we're talking about a special sukkah that's exactly 8 amot by 8 amot. 8 amot meaning 48 tefahim. Is each amah 6 tefachim, so it's a sukkah 48 tefachim. Now, what do we gain by this? Well, the yahiv on one side, starting from one wall, you start neser, upsal. That now each neser will say is 4 tefachim. Okay, so neser upsal, the neser upsal, the neser upsal. So therefore, you have 24 tefachim on one side, ending with psal. Okay, that's at the center. Me'ai gisa, v'neser upsal, v'neser upsal, v'neser upsal, me'ai gisa. Now, the other side, you also have 24 tefachim, starting with a neser and then psal, ending with psal. So your two psals meet up in the center. Right? Da'avelu shne psalim be'emsa. You can end up having the two psalim be'emsa. You just want to see a picture of that quickly. 111. In the Hamaora Mevuar, where you see, you're starting off with plank, and then schach, plank, then schach, and do the other side as well. All together, get you to a total of 48. To find ve'ika, echshir sukkah ve'emsa. Now, what do you gain by this? You end up having echshir sukkah of 8 tefahim in the center, now, which is fine. Aye, but what do you mean? We have a problem because you have 4 tefahim of neser. Once already, you have these 4 tefachim over here, you can employ the principle of dofer akuma, because these 4 tefachim are within 4 amot of the of the wall. How much is 4 amot? 4 amot is 24 tefachim. So over here it's only 20 tefachim, right? From the plank closest to the middle, right, to the wall, you have 20 tefachim. 20 tefachim is less than 4 amot. And therefore you can say dofen akuma, and therefore this turns into wall, and the other side as well turns into wall. So you have your walls next to your schach in the middle. Therefore you have a kosher sukkah. So therefore the case of the putting a plank and then putting schach in them is not a regular case. Plank schach. No, it's specifically a specific measurement of the sukkah, because you have to give the case of a sukkah of 8 amot, because you need to get 8 tefachim of sukkah in the middle. You need to get the minimum amount of schach there. Okay, that's the way Rashi explains it as well. Let's read the Rashi's over here. She'en ba ela shmona amot metzum samot lo pachot velo yoter. Well, Rashi tells us that it's not less and it's not more, which means the Gemara is choosing a specific case of 8 amot. It actually could be, it can't be more, because then already you're going to lose your dofer akuma. Right, but there is a case that can be less. But technically, if it was like we'll see in a second. If let's say it was 3 tefachim each, right? If you would go 3 tefachim each, so you'd also have your dofen akuma, right? Because according to Rabbi Meir, we'll see it in Rashi. Rabbi Meir holds. You need 7 in the middle, right? Yeah. So that's why you got to pick the case of four. It'll give you the 8 in the middle. Yeah. But we'll see that she's going to ask this question soon. Lo pachot ve'lo yoter shen 48 tefachim ugon sheitchil ba mibet tzadim. You start from both sides. The yahiv neser bereshah, put a neser first. Ve'adar psal. Ve'neser upsal, ve'neser upsal. Mehai gisa, harei chavdala tefachim. There's 24 tefachim on one side. Harei sikuch ad emsa'a. You went to the middle. Ve'chozir matkrim esitah shini. You start from the other side as well. Ve'oseh kemochen, ve'avu lehu shne peslim be'emsa'a. Tihika echshel sukkah. Ve'harei chet tefachim en helka kesherach al yedei otan shne peslim. Ve'tachat ha'nesarim lo yishan. Okay, obviously you can't sleep under the Nesarim because we said Dofer Akuma. When you say Dofer Akuma, it becomes a
wall.
Now you can't sleep under the wall. V'asukah ena nefselet b'ayim. But the sukkah doesn't become pasul. Why? Damrinan, Dofer Akuma עד הפסלים האמסרים. דעה פחות מארבעה אמות, כי זה לא סתם פה אמות. Now they make the yukim in the nashi, it's much more, you cannot sleep under the nesarim, but it's much more under the pesalim of the dofen akuma, you can't sleep. Which is a very big hadush, and it's a big hadush because it's really not the shi'ur. It's not the shi'ur, it's only 4 tefachim of schach at a shot over there. So that your body can't fit in such a small shi'ur. You need to fit, etc. In that little shi'ur. So they question that, do you can the Rashi? What does he say? You can't sleep under the Nesarim. The Chavrei should say you can't sleep under the whole area. Right? It's much under the Pesalim you can.
And then could be what he means, right? Could it be what
he means? Well, they just medayek, because his lashon was,
it's funny because it's part of a wolf.
Right, so he should have said from the whole Dofer Akoma he should have sleep. Yeah. But he just said under the Nisarim. So that's the deal they're making. And then when he asked me, Im Tomar, Benisarim, Usarim Pehotim Midalid. Let's say you had Nisarim and Pesalim, same situation, but less than Dalid, 3. Okay, now according to Mimir, he also says 3 is Pasul.
Yeah.
Right, between 3 and 4, according to this version, is Pasul. Midalid, Lomit Kashera, Bishlam Im Saim. You're not going to have a kosher sukkah. Why? There's a mean delay hechsher sukkah. Because possibly you're not going to have hechsher sukkah in the middle. If you go, let's say, 3. Right? So you're going to end up in the middle with 6.
Yeah.
And therefore, 6 is not hechsher sukkah. Well, Rabbi Meir, Damar, Apesh, Emen, Arba, Emes, Sekechim, Behem, Hechim, Et Kashera, Beshiyesh, Ben Neser, Neser, Kelo Neser, Haikula, Keshera. So then he says a big hadush over here. He says, according to Rabbi Meir, if the Nesarim were, let's say 3.5, okay? Now, in the middle, you'll have your 7, so let's say you'll have your shi'ur. So he says, according to the Bimi'ir, it'll be kasher. Now, how will it be kasher? The afta'ata nisarim, the haleka dalid bimkom ehad, which means he's saying a big hadush over Rashi, according to Bimi'ir, that when you have less than 3, right, going across, even if you don't have 7 in the middle, once you have less than 3 or less than 4, I should say, the whole sukkah is kishera. Why? What's the logic? The custom of, which means, when did the Bimir say that schach is pasul if it's less than 4? If it's mistaref to each other, which means if you have a schach of 2. And you have a schach of 2, the 2 will be misterif to the 2 to make 4. That's what he meant, less than 4 is pasul. But if you have, let's say, schach of 3, next to schach kasher, and then schach of 3, next to schach kasher, it's not misterif, because it's not next to each other. Mm-hmm. Which is the only time that Bimi says, it's the only time less than 4 is pasul, in the middle is when it's misterif to 4.
Wow.
This is a new way of understanding, which means we always understood what it means. He also less than 3 and 4 is also asud. And she's saying, no, less than 4 that's asud is because it's mistaref to 4. And therefore, technically going to the Bimi'ir, if you have, let's say, schach of 3. 3, Nesir 3, schach 3, Nesir 3, schach, no problem, no schach kashera. You don't know anything. Why? Because no schach is kasher. What do you mean? You have a plank of a 3. The Bimi'ir says, no good. It's only no good because it's mistaref to 4. Mm-hmm. But here it's not mistaref to 4. Why? Because you have schach in between. Nes and schach. It's not mistaref to each other. So it could be either one of two cases. It could be a case where we have this picture over here, which is all fours, then you got to come up with this configuration. You know, with the leave the middle open up and keep it fine. Even according to the Bimi'ir, because the old 4 is basul. But the hadush is that even according to the Bimi'ir, if it was less than 4, the Shita would also be okay.
Yeah.
Everything will be okay. You can even sleep under the Nesarim, because the Nesarim are really kosher. Okay? And that's why the Bimi'ir said that less than 4 is basul, means less than 4 is mistaref to another Nesar in order to get to the Shi'ur of 4. Okay, that's the subject of Rabbi Meir. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Abaye. Now we go to the air. Avir Shilosha Besuka Gedola. Okay? You have Avir, airspace. Shilosha, 3 Tefahim. Besuka Gedola, and a regular big Sukkah, more than 7x7. Umi'ato, and then you minimize it. So how'd you minimize it? Bend the Kanin, you put added reeds, right, to minimize the airspace. Or you will be ma'ayetet ben b'shipudim. Or you put spits. If you look in the picture books, in number 112, right, you see what they did over here. They put, you have Avir 3 right in the middle of the sukkah. Now Avir, what it does is it splits up your sukkah. Yeah. Now, once you split it down to center, you don't have three walls anymore. Okay? We're talking about a sukkah over here, you have three walls to start off with, right? So once you split up the, going right down the middle, you're ending up with two walls. So therefore, I want to close it up. So the Gemara should close it up however you want. Close it up with pasul skach, put iron spits, whatever is metal spits, or put the regular kasher skach. The point is, bottom line, you don't have your airspace of three anymore. So the Gemara says, miut. Miut, good. Besukah ketana. No, but in a small sukkah, you got a problem. In a small sukkah, you need a shi'ur. It's not enough just to get rid of the airspace. You need to have a shi'ur of 7x7 tefachim of schach somehow. So the Gemara says, "Bekanim have a mi'ut." If you add kanim, now what did you gain by adding kanim? Kanim is kosher schach. So now you have, let's say, instead of having three, you have 2.9. Once you have 2.9, you have lavud. So the halachically lavud pushes the skach to the wall, and then we have halachically yeshiud of 7x7. Bishipunim lo avim yut. However, but you can't put shipunim. You can't put pasul skach. Because bottom line, you don't have the you're not going to have the shiur, because you're putting, if you put kosher skach, okay, very good. Then when kosher skach goes to the wall, you have your levud. But you're going to put your pasul skach, doesn't work. Look at the pictures in 113. You have the case of a sukkah ketana. All right, they're telling you that mima'et b'shipudim is not going to be good. Okay, the picture speaks for itself. In any event, the Gemara says, look at Rashi. B'shipudim lavi mi'ut, Rashi. Da'af agav de'lo mize ve'lo mize yeshi'u lefsol. Even though you say, what do you mean? Why shouldn't it be kosher? Bottom line, I don't have a shi'ud of air anymore. I don't have a shi'ud of schach pasul. Or schach pasul, let's say, four tefachim. I only have a tefach of... Tzach pasul. Why should it be pasul? So Rashi says, "Miu kiman di ika gimel tefachim ki adade." Bottom line, you have three tefachim of non-tzach stuff: air plus tzach pasul. The nafke mechshiv sukkah hashiv bepe nafshayu. It's considered a separate entity on its own. Velo mistarfin ba'adal ashumel shorah veleter shorah de sukkah. Bottom line, you need a kosher sukkah 7x7. So here, where my what's going to help me? You have two airspace. Airspace is no good. And one schach pasul, it's also no good. So therefore, since you're out of your schach hechsher sukkah shiur, it's not going to be good. When are we talking about all this subject over here? That's talking about minasad, because then you can start playing with lavud. Right, you can start making lavud. You can it's connected to the wall. About the emsa, which is when do we say three tefachim of airspace is posel sukkah? That's only talking about minasad, okay? Aval be'emsa. But if you have three tefachim of airspace in the middle of the sukkah, fantastic machloket. Penigi bar avachav ravina. Remember machloket avachav ravina. Had amar yesh lavud be'emsa. Had amar en lavud be'emsa. New item. Do you say lavud in the middle of the sukkah or not? Which means, when do we say lavud? For sure, the gabe the sides. You have, let's say, your wall to the airspace, and then your skach starts. Okay. So if you have three to the wall, you extend them, put make it to the end, and therefore you're okay. Nobody argues on that. The magic number is less than three to fahim is kosher. More than three, there's no lavud. Therefore, your skach is going to be pasul. The question is over here. If you have your schach, your airspace in the center, machlok between who? Rabahan Ravina. Now we don't know who said what, but the assumption is that Ravina usually is the mekel. Whenever you have a machloket with Ravina involved, and you don't know who said what, the Gemara Pesachim said Ravina is the mekel, except for three cases. So in this case, he's also the mekel. So again, Hadamar yesh lavud beemsa, the Hadamar en lavud beemsa. Look at Rashi. Beemsa. Avir befachot megimal shelo besamuch ladofen. Right. Which means, if you have avir that's less than three, then you'll say lavud, and therefore it'll close your schach. Or you don't say lavud, if it won't close your schach. Okay? That's actually picture number 114. Yeah. Okay? You see the pachot megimot tevarim right in the middle of the sukkah. Exactly. Correct. So comes Gemaran says, my tamadamadamad yesh lavud behemsa. What's the logic of the opinion that says, what's the source actually, of the opinion that says you say lavud in the middle of a schach? Now again, the only discussion is by the schach. By walls, we know we say lavud. Remember, we learned earlier, you can make a wall with planks, let's say, going across horizontally, so long as they're within three of each other, so then you say lavud. The discussion over here is not by the walls. The discussion is by schach, in the middle of a sukkah, do you say lavud or not? So the Gemara says, yeah, well, I'll bring you proof, the Tanya, proof from Eruvin. Korah hayotza mikotel ze, ve'ena noga'at bekotel acher. Discussing a case over here of a mavui. Okay? Now, regarding a mavui, we know what's a mavui. Mavui is a alley, and on the both sides of it you have hatserot. Now the hatserot, the people of the hatser cannot carry from the hatser into the alley unless you make an adjustment at the end of the mavui, right? You have to either make a lehi, you put a cross beam, or a pole, or a vertical pole, or a korah, or you put a horizontal across in order that the people will know that there's a hekeh, so they won't walk into the neshut, had a beam. So now we're talking about over here where the guy, you put your cross beams, however they didn't reach each other. You put, let's say, one coming from one side of the of it. You have your picture in your Pirush Chai? Oh, okay. Yeah, if you look at your Pirush Chai, you see picture number 274 and 275. The first one is Korah Yotze. You have one pole.
It's one side.
It goes all the way across, but doesn't reach the second side. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's, let's say, you have an airspace in the middle. Sure. Or you have another case. Shtei korot. You have two korot that are coming out of both sides, but they don't meet. Now that's the airspace in the middle. Yeah. Okay? So now we have to see, is it a good korah, or is it not a good korah? Mm-hmm. So again, let's read it. Korah yotza mikotel ze. First case is korah yotza mikotel ze, ve'ena nogal pekotel achir. It doesn't reach the one second kotel. Right? Ve'chen, shtei korot, echad yotza mikotel ze, ve'chad yotza mikotel achir. Right? But you have two korot that are coming out of both sides. Ve'ena nogot zubazu. So what does the Gemara say? Pachot meshlosha, eno sarich lavi korah achiret. If it's less than three, it's kosher. What's the sevara? Lavud. So you see what you do say lavud. Be'emsa. Shlosha sarich lavi korah achiret. But if it's more than three, then you got to bring another korah to close it up. Because you're not going to say lavud. Oh, so that's the opinion of Ravina. Ravina's source for lavud be'emsa is the case of korah by Erubin. Exactly. To that, the Gemara says, "V'iddach." What is the other rabbi say? What is the Maha going to say to this? Shani korot rabbanan. Korot. This adjustment by the mavui is the rabbanan. In the Torah, you can carry in the mavui because Bama has three walls. We're talking about a mavui sheno mefulash. It has the back wall and the two side walls. You need to make this adjustment with rabbanan gezerah that you might forget that it's a shoot and abim. So, for a rabbinical adjustment, we'll say lavud be'em sabat sukkah. Deoraita. Therefore, we're not going to say lavud. By the sukkah, look at Rashi. Shani korah. Dechol isur tiltul mavui vilchot eruv derabbananu. The medoraita lo ba'e tikun. Elkach hekilu ba ache. Dehem asru vemetiru. They're the ones that were osir, and they're the ones that are matir, which means it's all their it's their call. Aba sukkah deoraita. Ilo kim lan lavud be'em sarakam shem sinai lo matzinam la'akshura, which is when it comes to sukkah is a deoraita. If we don't have a tradition from halakam shem sinai, we cannot mekel, which is according to these rabbis the tradition of halakam shem sinai was lavud besat, not be'emsa. Okay, so you want to be mekel in the sukkah deoraita, you need a halakam shem sinai to come and tell you explicitly that that's okay. By Eruvin, you don't need halakam shem sinai because the whole law is the banan.
Yeah.
So they said that you need an Eruv, and they were the ones that be mekel also that tell you that you can use lavud be'emsa. But by sukkah, you got to have an explicit halakam shem sinai by deoraita to be mekel.
Yeah.
Now comes the Gemara and says, what's the logic according to the opinion that says no lavud be'emsa? What's the opinion according to the Maha? Why don't you say lavud be'emsa? So the Gemara is going to bring an ayah from a Mishnah. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Aholot. Aruba shebebayit. Okay, you have a skylight in the house. Meaning a breach in the ceiling. Okay? Uba poteach tefach. And it's a tefach. Tefach by a tefach. Okay, it's a square square tefach, right? Tum'ah bebayit. And there happens to be tum'ah in the house. But manana kezayit of a met is in the house, under the roof. So it says, "Kulo tame." So therefore, if the met is under the roof, so now it's mahil. So therefore, everything in the house is going to become tame, like the regular din of oil. Now, ma shekeneged aruba tahor. But whatever's directly under the skylight, for example, you have kelim. Let's say you have a cup. It's right under the skylight, that's going to be tahor. Because there, it's not under the roof anymore. It's under the skylight. It's under that tefa by a tefa. Which is only the stuff that's under the roof proper is going to become tameh. But the items that are under the skylight itself cannot become tameh. Because it's not under the roof. It's open on top of it. Right? Now, tum'ah keneged aruba. Now, if the tum'ah is keneged the aruba, then nothing in the house is going to be tameh. Kol habayit kol tahor. Very good. Why? Because it goes out of the roof. Good. Now, in ba'aruba poteyach tefach. Now, let's say the aruba does not have a tefach. It's less than a tefach. The Mishnah is going to say the exact same deen. Which is really, in this law, there's no difference between a tefach and less than a tefach. The only reason why the Mishnah here brings a difference between tefach and not a difference for other laws. But for this law, it's actually the same exact deen. And the Mishnah continues. Tum'ah bebayit. If you have tum'ah in the house, keneged aruba, next to the aruba, even if it's less than a tefach, tahor. Tum'ah keneged. So tum'ah bebayit. I'm sorry. If you have tum'ah bebayit, if tum'ah in the house, keneged aruba, whatever is keneged, like a cup, let's say, or a keli is under the aruba, that cup is going to be tahor because bottom line, it's not under the roof. Tum'ah keneged aruba, but if the tum'ah is keneged aruba, kol habayit kulo tahor. So bottom line, what are you learning over here? We're learning over here a case that there's no that there is no lavud over here be'emsa. Why? Because if you said lavud be'emsa, even if the tum'ah was underneath the skylight, bottom line says that's three tefachim.
Small skylight.
So therefore, close it up.
Yep.
Close it up, lavud. Once you close it up, then everything in the house should be tameh. The fact that it says that when the tum'ah is under the skylight, everything in the house is
tahor,
that means you're not saying lavud. Because if you say lavud be'emsa, tefach, less than a tefach, the point is less than three tefachim. Close it up with lavud. And you don't close it up. Why? Because it's tum'ah be'emsa. So therefore, the Gemara wants to prove over here that what? You don't say lavud be'emsa. The truth is, the Pnei Yeshua asked you a question, because the Mishnah does not make a difference between if it's in the middle or on the side. So the Pnei Yeshua asked you a question, when you bring it high over there, you don't even say lavud minatzad.
Yeah.
He has a whole malach, but for sure we're talking about the middle as well. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'idach." So how is Rabbi Nahag going to answer this question? So the Gemara says, "Shari hilchot tum'ah, leave hilchot tum'ah. De'achi gemiri lehu." We have a tradition halakha Moshe Sinai by tum'ah that there's no lavud be'emsa. Finish. Now you want to apply from Tum'ah to Sukkah,
can't do that.
Which means you can't just say, oh, if we have Halakha Mishnah say here, so I'll apply it to somewhere else. It's Halakha Mishnah is said where it's said, it's not said where it's not said. And therefore, look at Rashi, first wide line, Hachi Gemiri Lu, Mishinai, Te'en Lavud Be'emsa, Umehalakha, Lo Gamirian Midi Ahariti, Ela Hahu De'etmarbe. But it, that which was said by it, it's said by it. Not. Okay? Comes the Gemara continues. Darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. Bayit shenifhat. Then we had this case yesterday in the Mishnah. You have a house, so the roof was breached. So you have a hole in the roof. Then you put schach on top. Mesikech agabav. Keshera. It's kosher. Now that's a strange statement, only because it depends. Which means, do you have four amot to the walls, or do you have less than four amot? If you have less than four amot, and you do for akuma, and you're okay, more than four amot, it's pasul. So that Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Elai, he just made a blanket statement, hole in the middle of the roof, put your schach up there, you kasher. Amar lefanav Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Parish, Rabbi, explain your words. Which means you gotta give more details to the halakha. It's very misleading. Kach pirish abba. So the Mishmer says, that's the way my father explained. Arba amot pesula. Pachot marba amot keshera. You gotta add that factor. Again, you just want to see the case again? No problem. Go back to
picture number,
okay, 97 in the Ma'or, right? So you have a house. Right in the center of its roof, you have a hole there, you put schach kashir.
Okay.
So you want to know, can I sit under this schach kashir? Well, it depends. Where are my walls? Well, the walls I'm using is the walls of the house. That depends. The planks next to the schach are pasul. Why are they pasul? Because they weren't put up for the sake of shade. They were put up for the sake of a house. So therefore, this is schach pasul next to it. So if I'm within four amot, using Dofer Akuma, I can connect it to make it all wall, and therefore my schach has walls that are next to it, and then what's kashir, more than four, what's going to be pasul. So when the Bina I made his sim, he just said, you know what, bayit shenifchat, shikek al gabav kashir. The Mishmer says, hey, what do you mean kashir? Specify. Depends. If there's four amot, pasul, that's the four amot, kashir.
And Dofer Akuma could work, Rabbi, on the four sides?
Yes.
Have to say.
You have to, you're missing two walls.
In this case, all three walls are Dofer Akuma.
Yes, I think.
Correct. Okay, now the Gemara gives another Rasha from the Yehuda Bar Elai.
Abruma.
Sharia. Abruma Rashi says, second line. Min dagim ketanim. It's a small fish. Ve'en shiratzim nikarim behem. When they catch these small fish, sometimes in the bucket, let's say, with them, a small little sheratzim, things that are not kosher, things that are tameh. Now, since everything's so small, it's really hard to discern between the abruma and the sheratzim. So the rabbi said, abruma sharia. You go fishing for abruma, don't worry about it. Even whatever's in the bucket over there, you can eat it, it's not a problem. Now, even though you might have these sheratzim. So, amad efanav, Rabbi Shmaya, Rabbi Yoseh, Rabbi Parish. Rabbi, be explicit. You know, give conditions, but be a little more clear. Why? Kach amar abam. My father, Rabbi Yoseh, said, shel makom ploni asura, shel makom ploni muteret. It depends. You got to give destinations. This place over here, the abruma is okay. From this water, that bruma is not okay. Well, what's the difference? Rashi, second wide line. Shel makom ploni asulim shishinatzim gidanim boto nahar umerov kotnam en yakol hafisham shenam yikarim. It depends. Certain waters that grow shiratzim, that's prone to produce shiratzim, you cannot eat a bruma because the shiratzim are going to get mixed up in there. Different waters don't produce such shiratzim. So you have to be specific. When you just say a bruma is permissible, you have to say where. In this water here, in that water, no. So he says, "Kehad amar Abaye." Gemara gives an example to Abaye. Hai sahanta. Sahanta is a type of fish. Okay, small fish that she in Abu Dazra calls it the hilak. Dagim ketanim. Anyway, hai sahanta debab nahara. The river Bab. Right? You go to the river Bab and get the sahanta sharia. It's okay. It's mutar. My ta'ama. What's the reason? Ilema mishum dirdife maya. So what's the issue of it? You're worried that it might get mixed up with dag tameh. Because again, it's a small fish. Now when you catch it, there's some small fish that are tameh in there also. Uh-huh. So if you go to the river Bab, no problem. So the Gemara is trying to analyze. Well, what's so special about the river Bab? So the Gemara says, maybe because it has a very strong current, and maybe tameh fish cannot live in such a current. Why? V'hai dag tameh kevan delet lehut ha-shidra. Since it doesn't have a spine, right? So the spine is the strength of the fish. If it doesn't have a spine, lo matzekaim, it cannot exist. So maybe that's why in the Bab River you can go catch these sahanta fish, because you're not worried it's going to be mixed up with tameh fish, because the tameh fish can't make it in that water. Gemara, that's not so. V'akahazina dekaeh. Yeah, we see, by the way, they do exist. By the way, dag tameh does exist in strong currents in these type of rivers. So therefore, that's not the issue over here. So again, so why is the Bab River different? Ela mishum demelihemaya. Tell me now, because it's very salty waters. So what? Behai dag tameh kevan deletu kilfe lo matzekai. Since it doesn't have scales, right? A kosher fish has fins and scales. A non-kosher fish doesn't have scales. So therefore,
the scales protect
the
fish from the waters, from the element. Now, if we're in the salty waters, the salt's gonna kill the fish. So maybe that's the reason. The reason why it's not a problem in the river Bab is because it's salty, and therefore the dactyl cannot exist because it doesn't have scales. Gemara says, but we do see it does exist, which is in salty waters. You do have fish that are tamer. Ela mishum de lo marbetinayu dagtame, because the tar on the bottom of the riverbed does not produce dagtame. It seems that the dagtame produced in a certain environment. What does it call it?
Silt.
The tar, the teeth on the bottom of the water somehow produces fish. There's like an environment, we'll call it. Okay. So this case over here, it doesn't have the tar on the bottom of the water, therefore it doesn't produce. So if we have no problem, when you go to the river Bab, you can draw water, you can draw these fish or eat them, no problem. Amaravina says it changed. What changed? Vaidana de shavche nahar etan ve nahar gabda le'atam asira. Now that the river currents changed, and now you have the rivers Etan and the river Gamda flowing into the river of Bab. And in those rivers they have Dag Tameh. Right? They grow. Yeah, so they're emptying out the Dag Tameh into the river Bab. Therefore you cannot eat the Hasahanta from those rivers anymore. Okay, which is they grow in the other rivers. Now once they get into this river, I don't care if it's salty. Salty is not the issue. And I don't care if there's a strong current, that's not the issue. The only point is they weren't able to be born in such rivers because the river bed doesn't produce it. Fine, yeah. But if it's produced in a different river and those rivers empty out into the river Bab, then we can have a problem. So today the Sahanta would be Asur. Comes the Gemara and continues.
But there's good canoeing there.
Itmar. Sichech al gabe Sheyesh la pesimin keshera. Okay, let's go back to the case of the Aksadra. We have a picture of this over here. So
awning,
no?
Yeah,
we should have it again. Yeah, okay, so number 117. Okay, so bottom line, you have a Hatzer. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. In your Hatzer, you had Aksadrot. Aksadot were like porches coming out of the on the top of the Hatzer, going across all three sides of the Hatzer. Okay, now like porches, these awnings that were coming out from the top, awnings over the Hatzer. Now, in the center was wide open, so you put schach there. Okay. But now we're giving a new case over here, where right under the schach you have what's called pitzimin. It's similar to poles. Like beams that are within three tefachim of each other that are going across all three sides. So therefore, this is a beautiful sukkah. Why? Because you have pisimim within three you use lavud. Therefore, the walls over here are perfect, and it's right under the schach. Therefore, you have schach with pisimim. Nobody's going to say that the schach is not kosher. The schach is a beautiful kasher schach mikul amma. The debate that we have now in today's Gemara is same case without pitzimim. Okay? Just take your hatzer, put your achsadras around, you have the center wide open, you just want to drop schach in the middle now. And now it's more than 4 amot away from the walls. Because if it was within 4 amot of the walls, we learned on yesterday's daf, you're able to say dofen akuma, which is the walls of the houses. Right there already. Okay. You have your achsad. Now, why are your achsadot pesula? The achsadot are made out of wood.
Yeah.
And it's also gedule
karka.
And it's not mekabel tuma. So, what's the problem with these achsadas? Correct. It wasn't placed there for the sake of shade. Right? So, therefore, it's chak pasu because of tasev lo menasui. But the point is what? Dofen akuma. You have your, if it's within four, the walls of your houses. Right? Bend them over. So now your wall is next to your sack in the middle, no problem. Good. We're discussing a case where the walls of the houses are more than 4 amot away. So if it's more than 4 amot away, you got your achsadrot over here, no pisimim. So therefore, still we're going to have an opinion that's going to say, kasher. How? Uh-huh. So comes the Gemara and says, bottom line of the Gemara. She'en la pesimin abaye amar keshera. Abaye still says it's keshera. Verava amar pesula. Verava says pesula. Now, What's the logic? Abaya Amar Keshera. The reason why Abaya says it's Keshera. Pi Amrinam Pi Tekra Yored Mesotem. Okay, new klal. We learned on the previous tapim from the Halakha Moshe Sinai. One of the Halakha Moshe Sinai says, "Good Achit Mechista," that the wall extends downward. So part of Good Achit is Pi Tekra Yored Mesotem, which means like this. Over here, you have your Aksadrot, right? So we imagine the tip of the aksadra, the pitikra, the end of the aksadra. Imagine it, the lip of it exactly just draws a line down to make imaginary walls. And therefore we're going to say pitikra on all sides. Which means on all three walls over there. Right? You need it in the back. Because the aksadra is protruding from all three walls. So then we're going to say pitikra yored v'sotem on all three sides. And then we're going to have yourself a halachically kosher sukkah. The hadush over here is even though the walls are more than 4 amot away, you still have a way to kosher the sukkah. That's according to Abaye. So comes Gemara's Rabba Amar Pesula. Rabba says no way. This sukkah is Pesula. Lo Amrina Pi Tekra Yored Vesotem. Now that she just points out on the second line over there. Rabba Amar Pesula. Lo Amrina Pi Tekra Yored Vesotem. Can the Mevesh Tamal come on? Gemara's going to explain it later. Pi Tekra of Yanchel Nesarim.
Yeah, on the left.
The thickness of the Nesarim Bechudan. Vechen Obi Rasheen Akale Lesad Sukkah. Which means the end of it that ends by the sukkah, that as she's holding, it's got to have a little thickness to it. She's going to say, let it's got to be a little, at least a tefach. Because that's a chidush. Which means you don't say, stam, pitikra, yored v'sotem on any width. It's got to be a little ovi, just to create a wall. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Rava le Abaye. So Rava tells Abaye. Again, Abaye was the lenient one. Right? He said, pitikra, yored v'sotem on all the sides. Le didach. The Amar Pitikra Yored Vesotem Afilu Efchid Dofen Emsai, which means, let's say you have a sukkah that she says originally had three walls. Okay? Then let's say the middle wall, the back wall, collapsed. Now you only have two walls. Still should be kasher. Why? You have your two parallel walls. Now the back wall, say Pitikra Yored Vesotem from Yischach. The schach, let's say you have thick boards, right? Let's say a tefah,
at
right?
The end, yeah.
At the end. So make a wall going down. Therefore, technically, you can make a sukkah kosher with only two walls. Two walls and thick schach on the back. That's okay, because you used to be your invisible, you used to be the guy stem over here in the hut on all three sides. So here, better, I'm saying it on one side. Right? To make your third wall. Why not?
Yeah.
Look at Rashi. Ledidach.
Good for you.
Kol tiu abaye, the amar pitikra aksadra, that the pitikra of the aksadra yored vesotem, tema, hachi name besukah asuya beemsa chaser. So you have a sukkah that's made in the middle of the chaser, meaning it's in an open place. Umesukach benesarim avim. That's the thick beams. She'en nechavim dalad. Okay, it's not dalad. She doesn't want to get involved with the dalad, the issue over there. So you have not a problem of, human nesarim. But he wants to be thick because he wants to use pitikra yored v'sotem. V'nifchat dofen ha'emsa'i. Now she, it's interesting that the case they're discussing is where you had three walls and the third wall fell. The chavrat should be the same if you start off with a sukkah of two walls from the beginning. Vishnai mikan umikan, two walls, one on the other side. Kayamin machsheret lenamea yede pitikla shela vetema ba, and say pitikla yere vesotem. So therefore, the chavrat, why not abaye in that case? The chavrat
should be the same.
Chavra, we don't say it because we know that we always say a sukkah has to have at least two in one. Yeah. You know, you have to have one. Chavra should have two in the pitikra. Yeah. So Tanat Gemara said, I mean, it's a big difference. Amale modin alach be'ahi. I agree with you on that. Keshe nakla se pitikra yore v'sotem. Deha vale kemavui hamfulash. Because that case over there, it's opened. It's wide open. It's like a mavui that has two entrances. Jeez, a sukkah has got to have a certain amount of
real walls
protection, right? Here, it's a thoroughfare, and therefore you're not going to say pitikra yored v'sotem in such a case. Mm. Now, the chavra, what do you mean? In the case of the aksadra, had no walls.
Yeah.
had no walls. I said pitekra to create all three. But bottom line, I have the house behind it. Now, even though I'm not using that house, but it's enclosed. Here, it's in the middle of a street over here. It's opening area. So it's a thoroughfare. So to say a pitekra, you live in the means if I had walls behind it, then I would say it. Which is, but the whole point is over here, you gotta have a sukkah that's enclosed. So even though the thing that's enclosing it is not kosher. In this case over here, the aksadra, the walls that are enclosing the sukkah are not kosher, they're more than 4 amot away. But since bottom line the sukkah is enclosed, that already is kosher. Look at Rashi. Modina lach ba'ahi, Abayas, I agree with you in that case. They came on the avir patuach lekenegdo. Right, since it's open air, right, going across the sukkah, dumya de mavui mifulash ba'asu de kapadrayal b'kiat rabim. It uses a shortcut for the rabim, and they just cut through your sukkah to get to the other side. Okay, so therefore we're not going to say pitekra yored v'sotem in such a case. Comes the Gemara and says, lema abaye v'rabah b'fluta deram u'shmer kamepalgem. Let us say that this machloket abaye v'rabah, barakat li'achsadra, which is the how we learn the machloket. According to Abaye, you sang pitekra yored v'sotem on all sides.
Yes.
On all three sides. You have no walls. Only two pitekra yored v'sotem. He says it's okay. And Rabbah is saying what? No. Rabbah said you can't say pitekra yored v'sotem in such a case. So let us say that that machloket between Abaye and Rabbah is dependent on another machloket between Rab and Shmuel in Eirubin. Yes. What's the case? Lema Abaye v'Rabbah b'fluta d'Rab u'Shmuel kamepergedetem. Arguing in the machloket of Rab and Shmuel. The Itmar. What's the case over there? Achsadra bibika. Okay, I have an achsadra, he calls it a pavilion, but it's like a porch that has four poles. Okay, holding it up. All four sides are opened. Okay, look at that. On 120, you see the picture over here. It's in the middle of a bika valley. Okay, now what does the guy do? He wants the shade. He wants to sit underneath this item over here to protect himself from the elements. Okay, the problem is the bika has a deed of a karmelit. Yeah. So you can't carry. So the guy wants to make himself like this item over here. And now underneath he wants to make it like a shoot the yahid. Because if you say pitekra yored v'sotem, what's going to happen?
Yes, four walls.
All the four walls will go down. Yeah. So now you have your shoot over there you can carry underneath. Okay, but really there's no walls. On all four sides it's opened. So look at what I want to say. Well, that's the machlok we're discussing over here. Do you say pitekra yored v'sotem on all four sides or not?
Yeah.
And the Yered says you do. So in this case over we can consider a legitimate. They shoot the yahid and therefore the chavra, you can carry underneath the whole thing. And according to Rabbah, Rabbah doesn't say pitekra yored v'sotem in the case of the sukkah. We'll say you don't say pitekra yored v'sotem in this case. Then you are not going to be able to allow to carry underneath. Which means we want to link the machloket by sukkah to the machloket by Shabbat by the case of the achsadra. Right? So let's read that inside again. Netmar. Achsadra bebekah. Bekah is in the valley. Rabbah amar mutalat atem bekulo. Rav says underneath that item you can carry the whole area. Why? Ta'amirina pitekra yored v'sotem. And once you say pitekra on all four sides, what happens? It comes in a shoot. Yahid. Ushmael Amar Emet Rima Ela Bedal Ramot. He said, no. You can only carry up to 4 amot because it's a din of a karmelit, like the Bekah. This is not considered an enclosed area. Why? Delo Amrinan pitekra yored v'sotem. Because we're not going to say pitekra yored v'sotem. Okay? Now, so again, the Gemara wants to say, it's the Chavra, it's the same. Machloket. So comes the Gemara and says like this. Gemara starts. Aliba de Shmuel kule alma lo pelige. Which means, according to Shmuel, Shmuel's the one that says what? Shmuel's the one that says in this case over here you can't carry. Right? So kule alma lo pelige. Everybody agrees that what? That Shmuel cannot be going like both opinions. Shmuel cannot be following the opinions of Abaye and Rabbah.
Yeah.
For sure, Shmuel, that is Mahmir, in this case over here, by the case of the Bik'ah, for sure he has to be going like Rabbah in the Sukkah case.
Yeah.
Again, for sure, according to Shmuel, you have to say that he cannot be going according to all opinions. Which means he must be going at least like Rabbah. Now, why can't you say he's going like Abaye? Because Abaye said you don't say pitekra yored v'sotem in the case of Abaye, you do say pitekra yored v'sotem in the case of the sukkah. Now, the case of the sukkah, by the way, is worse than the case of Shabbat. Why? Because let's analyze the case of Pitikrayurin Besotem. What does it do? We say the walls go down and it encloses your area, right? Now, in the case of Sukkah, let's analyze it. Using your aksadras, right, to make an imaginary wall going down. Now, those aksadras were not made for what's beyond it. It's really made for what's behind it, for the house. So if anything, your pitikrayurin v'sotem should help you for the house side, not for the sukkah side. Because that's what's really made for. Again, when you're aksadra, the guy didn't plan on building a sukkah there. It wasn't the purpose of the aksadra. The aksadra is why it's a roof for the chazer.
Right.
And still, Abaye says that even though the aksadra is made for the inside, you can use the pitikra for the outside. Now, Shmuel, in the case of the bika'ah, right, where you put this aksadra now, these walls are made for the inside. Right. So it's much easier to say pitikra because the walls are for what you need it for. And still he says, you don't say it. So Shmuel that says you don't say pitikra in the case of the bika'ah, certainly you're not going to say it in the case of sukkah, by the aksadra. So for sure, Shmuel cannot be going like Abaye. That's so for sure, according to Mitzvah Mahloket, which means he cannot be going like all opinions. Because we want to link the Mahloket, right? So for sure, according to Shmuel, it's not a Kul Alma over here. For sure, according to Shmuel, he's got to say Abaye is not going to agree with me.
Yeah.
Why? Because Abaye is telling you that what? You can even say Pitekra where the walls are for the inside, even though those walls are really intended for the for the inside, you want to make it for the outside. So in that case, Abaye is saying it's good. And Shmuel is saying the exact opposite. Shmuel is saying even if the walls are for the inside, what you need it for, still you cannot say Pitka Yurev Besotem. So that's Shmuel. Let's read that Gemara. Let's read Rashi for a second. Alibad Shmuel Kulama Lo Peligi. So it's a little tricky language over here, which means according to Shmuel, Kula'ama Lo Peligi, that they can't go like each other. Which means everybody agrees that what? That the mahloket, it's going to be mahloket. That Shmuel cannot be going like everybody. But the Gemara is going to try to say in Rav, however, Rav that was Mekel by the case of Bika'ah, he can really follow either opinion by Sukkah. You don't have to align him only with the Abaye. Rav can even be going like Rava. Shmuel for sure is locked in. Shmuel, you gotta say it's a machlok. Let's read the Rashi. Kulama lo pili kach pirish sugya zu. This is what I'm explaining. Bechol makom sheyachol la'amid devre echad mehen shelo b'machloktan shel acherim. Right, so long as you can explain a machloket, right, one opinion, that you don't want to say it's involved in another machloket, right. But the other opinion you can only explain machloket. So what does the Gemara do? Omer ken, which means the Gemara will give you the opinion first where it is a machloket. Shmuel got to say it's a machloket, which means Shmuel is going to say, both Abaye and the Rav cannot agree to me. I am for sure not going like Abaye. So therefore, according to Shmuel, it comes out as a machloket. Now why? Look at Rashi. Alibad Shmuel vadai kedika amartu. De rava lehodehu damar kishmuel. For sure he can only be going like rava. That just like by the Bika'ah Shmuel says you don't say pitika yurev esotem, so too like by the Sukkah case, who's the one that says you don't say pitika yurev esotem? Rava. So for sure you have to align Shmuel like rava. V'abaye enu yakol amid devarav. Kishmuel. But Abaye cannot be going like Shmuel. Why? V'alibad Shmuel lo palig Abaye lememar keshera. Which means he's not going to say, he's not going to agree with Abaye to say that it is keshera by the case of Sukkah. Dema le'inyan Shabbat. Because by Shabbat, demechitzat pi tikra lehalal aksadra avidi. In the case of the Shabbat, by the case of this aksadra, the imaginary walls are made for what? For the inside. Mm-hmm. Right? What are these walls using it for? For the aksadra, to go inside. And still what? Shmuel saying, no. You don't say pitika yurev etzotem, chatikla letzorek aksadra, lo shari lehu Shmuel, mistira pitika kol shekel, le'anyan sukkah. Shelo leshem sukkah naasit. By the case of Aksadra, those walls were not made for the inside of the sukkah. Shari chutz tahalala shel Aksadri naasit. It's made for the outside, made for towards the house. Ubehisot the sorech tokah naasit, but the sorech chutz alayin. And they were all the more so. So you can't say that Abaye will agree with Shmuel or Shmuel will agree with Abaye. For sure they're arguing. Because they're arguing on the opposite sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Abaye is telling you, you can say Pit Tikra even where the Pit Tikra walls are really not for what you need it for.
Yeah.
The intent of the Aksadra by the Sukkah case is really the walls is to protect the house. Right. And still we're going to use those walls for the Sukkah. Of course, you can in the case of the Bekah, where your Pit Tikra is actually for the walls intended. Whereas Shmuel, he's going to say no. Even in the case where the walls are intended, still you can't say Pit Tikra. However, Ki peligi alibad Rav. Subject over here is according to Rav, which means like this: the mahloket Abaye in Rava is in Rav, which means Rav that said by the case of Aksadra, by the case of the Bekah, that you do say Pitikra Ves Yored Vesotim, there will say it's a mahloket Abaye in Rava. In Rav, will Rav agree by Sukkah? Again, there's a mahloket Abaye in Rava. In Rav's opinion, what would it be by Sukkah? Rav, we know what you said by Bekah. That's clear. You said by Bekah, it's okay. But Rav can be going either like Abaye in Rava when it comes to the Sukkah case.
Because he says that's good.
Right, he says that's good. But the Sukkah, exactly. One logic you could say is what? Just like by the Aksada, you said on all four sides, by the case of the Bekah, so Sukkah is the same thing. Therefore, Rav's going like Abaye. Or you can say, hey, oh, he only said it by the case of the Bekah, because the Pit Tikra is to the inside.
Yeah.
But maybe by the Sukkah, he'll agree to Rabban say, no good.
Yeah.
So therefore, the Mahloket is going to be Abaye and Rabban that discussed the case of Sukkah. Either one could be going like Rav.
Yeah.
However, either one cannot be going like Shmuel. So the Gemara speaks that out. Ki peligi alibad Rav. Abaye kerav. Right? We can either say Abaye is going like Rav, that just like Rav was Mekel by the case of Achzata, he's going like Abaye by the case of Sukkah. V'Rava amar lecha, but Rava can say, no. I'm also going like Rav. Ad ka lo amar Rav hatam. Rav was only Mekel by the Mekah case. Ela de mi'isot, la Aksada or de Avidi. Because the mi'isot are made for the inside of the Aksada. That's why you can say, Pitra Rav Sotem. Amar la ka de lam la ka Avidi.
No.
And then we can say no. So therefore, the Gemara concludes that in Echenameh, in Rav itself, he could be a machlok in Abayin Rava, what Rav would say by the case of Sukkah.